Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is a franchise where quarterbacks go to die.
Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die. And Green Bay is viewed precisely the opposite.
You obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. You look into it, and you wonder why. And I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that, and they're all for answering questions. They told the truth, and, you know, That's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change. And you know, that's what we're excited about.
Maybe the best early career game of Caleb Williams. This might be the best one he's put out there yet. 298 yards, four touchdowns, 68% completions, and a rating of 142. He was special today.
Back at the beginning of the season, Zach Kiefer wrote a piece entitled The Bust Files, How NFL Teams Break Young Quarterbacks. And we do a little bit of a partner swap today because Nico Horner was on the midday show and speaks as such a great relationship that he was going to be in person for an hour. So we were like, why don't we do this? Instead of switching out both shows, we made a trade for the day. Layla would come and hang out with me, and we could talk ball, and Spiegs would go to Brick House, and they had a great time at Brick House with Nico Horner. So far, I think it's worked out for everyone. But Layla put in our group chat last night.
We have a trade to announce.
Just for the day.
The shocked crowd.
Just for the day. Don't want people running with things. This was a trade of convenience, and thank you, by the way, for saying yes to this. I know that this kind of puts your life like upside down.
Oh yeah, if there's one thing I hate, it's sleeping in after watching Monday Night Football. Let me tell you, it was a sacrifice.
It was quite the sacrifice.
It was not a sacrifice.
But yeah,
at all.
Thanks for coming to the afternoon show, and I'm looking forward to working with you. So 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Damn it, Tammy. Now there's going to be things and people are going to say
stuff. I know, you said this in the 5 o'clock hour. Like, you knew what you were doing.
What, I'm not looking forward to working with her till 6? Like, come on.
It's a snipey snipe.
And then there's a whole thing, and then I'm going to get text messages. And anyway.
We heard blah, blah, blah. But we don't check any sources, so we're just going to go with it.
That right there.
Did I say something?
You did.
Don't think I did.
And sometimes you said something by not saying something.
Well, we're in trouble.
You know, when you talk a lot, nobody ever asks you about what you don't say. What were we talking about? This is an important article, actually. It's in The Athletic, and Robbie Triano is the one who shared it with our group thread. And we just hadn't gotten to it because there's been so much other news.
Yeah, there is, but it's worth talking about, especially with Caleb being in the spotlight over the last week, people mm-hmm. being disappointed in what happened in the Detroit game and being positive about the way that he played this past week. against Dallas. And it was so interesting seeing, and I'm glad that you brought this up because you and I have had conversations off the air about quarterback development. So that people understand where I'm coming from on this. I think that we're in a really interesting space quarterback-wise because now most of the quarterbacks that are coming up out of systems that have propagated high school and college. There's a lot of RPO stuff. There's a lot of shotgun or pistol. There aren't a lot of places that are running pro style. Like when I was a kid or a teenager or early 20s, you knew if you went to Stanford, they were running pro style. If you went to Florida State, they're running pro style. Alabama is running pro style.
The old school is like Nebraska option. The older school, Oklahoma wishbone. That's, you know, the list goes on. Air raid at Texas Tech.
Right. And stuff is cyclical. And now there are a bunch of coaches who have married some of that stuff. Like Ben Johnson's one of those guys where there are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are clearly elements of wing T football in what he likes to do. West Coast football in what he likes to do.
Zone read. Zone read was big for him on Sunday.
There's a lot of stuff that he does, like three-layer concept, pass routes, like all of these things. But I think that it's made the job of quarterbacking more difficult and coaching quarterbacks more difficult because one of the quotes in here is, there aren't any Ball States in the NFL. Like, you're not getting it. Sorry, David.
Yeah.
You're not getting a break in your schedule in the NFL, unless you play Dallas and Matt Eberflus. So it makes it difficult to bring people along. I would also say that what quarterbacks have been asked to do at the pro level because of the quarterback clock with the contract, it's made teams less patient. He was a really great talk show host, less patient. Made them less patient in developing a quarterback.
And there's no better example than this weekend. You know, sources saying today that the Giants are expected to start Jackson Dart. And there's a lot of quotes in here, even though the article is a few weeks old now. I feel like they've been proven right. Like Kevin O'Connell wins the game handily with Carson Wentz, as we just discussed. He's quoted in here and says, in what world do you go from wearing a life vest and learning how to swim to being thrown in the deep end in the middle of a 200-meter freestyle against Michael Phelps, O'Connell asks. We decide in this league very quickly whether a guy can or can't play quarterback like it's a simple yes or no. This is the guy or this isn't the guy. Let's either have a parade in the streets or let's move on and try and find another one.
Here's a quote from Peyton Manning. I hate it. Teams draft these guys without a plan. They all say they have one. Then the kid ends up playing for three coordinators in his first two seasons. It's like a young couple thinking about bringing a baby into the world. If you're not sure you're ready, just don't do it. Then the article goes on to say, take the last two drafts, Manning says. Chicago's Caleb Williams and Carolina's Bryce Young, the number one picks in 2024 and 2023, respectively, enter this season on their second head coach, third if you count interims, and third play caller. So far, all they know in the NFL is turnover. Quote, I just wish a team would admit, okay, we need a quarterback this year, but we're not 100% sure our coach is the right guy. So we're not going to bring him into this. Of course, they always draft the quarterback. Those teams were not ready, he says of the Bears and Panthers. Quote, that's just how I feel.
But here's the opposite. The team isn't necessarily thinking about how those quarterbacks, say Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, are going to be their best selves. And we've talked about that. I've said that a million times. I want to see Caleb Williams be his best self. I want to know what that looks like. I want to know what it feels like as a football fan. I think that's important. And to a lot of coaches, like I'd say Kevin O'Connell, for example, you know, you want somebody to be their best self. I would feel that way about Ben Johnson. But the general manager of the team isn't thinking about that as much as they're thinking about how that person can help their team. And so I feel like that's where the disconnect is. Yeah, you're never going to get that to work in that way just because the system doesn't.
I think you'll like this quote from Matt Ryan, who's quoted in this piece. And always when you see a quote from Matt Ryan, by the way, connect the dots to the person running the Bears.
Multiply it by three, and that's the level of importance that quote has here.
This from the piece. For Matt Ryan, a former MVP, 15-year pro, and current analyst for CBS Sports, the NFL Today, the tenets of the job were simple, preparation and consistency. Quote, really good quarterback play is oftentimes making the boring sexy. It's not how far you can throw it. It's making the right decision in critical situations over and over and over. Look for the guys who do that. Close quote. I think that's interesting, and I think it plays into what most people have said about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. The idea of Caleb does incredible Superman type stuff. We've seen it. Even in the games where he hasn't played well, there's one or two plays you go, oh my God, there's like three guys who can do that, that thing that he did. But it's like Matt Bowen was saying earlier today, not missing the guy in the flat, throwing a ball at a guy's feet because your footwork was bad or your arm angle was bad. And I've been watching Arch Manning, and he had a much better game this past weekend. But it
relatively
was,
speaking.
Relatively speaking. But I watch him and I go, why are you throwing? You're 6'5". Why are you throwing with weird arm angles when you don't have to? And it almost feels like it's like Trae Young. Where Trae Young is clearly doing like a Steph Curry bit, and sometimes he doesn't have to. And I see some of these young quarterbacks, and I go, why are you dropping down three quarters to make that throw when you aren't at a height deficit? For a guy like Russell Wilson, he had to do some of that stuff.
Well, because the shorter you are, the harder it is to see over the middle of the field.
Right. But for a guy like Arch to be doing it, I'm like, no, if you just stand up and throw the ball, it's unlikely that it's going to get knocked down, and you'll be able to throw with more velocity.
I think I know why.
Okay.
Because it's hard to separate arm speed and foot speed at the same time. So, like we said, there are a couple of balls that you throw where you have to have a little bit of touch on the ball, where it can't just always be the zip fastball, or it's got to be like a touch ball or a lob pass or something that's off speed. And I think that is incredibly hard for quarterbacks to do when you're also focusing on getting your footwork right as a younger player.
I asked Drew Brees about this years ago when I was working in stadium. We had a great interview with him. And one of the things I realized about Drew, and especially being in the room with Drew, Drew's not that much bigger than me. He's bigger than me, but he's not that much bigger than me. And I said to him, I said, I noticed throughout your career that when you throw, you are almost on your tiptoes when you release it. And he discussed, he's like, yeah, I kind of had to be because I'm getting the extra height in that moment on the throw.
Right.
And it's fascinating to me that the guys that played at the most elite level do think about some of that stuff. But the fundamental stuff that guys are not necessarily getting at the high school or college level, because high school and college coaches are trying just to win games. So take Justin Fields, for example. And Justin Fields at Ohio State wasn't a runner. He was a guy that threw from the pocket.
He's also 6'4".
And 235, 240 pounds. But put that guy on a high school field. In years past, he turns into another position maybe. But if you're a high school coach, you go, that's the best athlete that I have. The ball should be in his hands every single snap. And the only way to make sure that that's the case is to have that person play quarterback. And so the development...
And shortstop.
And shortstop. The development of players like that, it takes some adjustment. And figuring out how to do it is the holy grail in football.
I liken it to a drummer where you have to play two different speeds at the same time. Like you're playing two different cadences at the same time. And I don't know how to do it. But that's how I see it when I see some of this stuff happen. That's the part of it I think that would be incredibly difficult. I also want to point out this. Jimmy Johnson always said, and I know Wani knows this, show me the player that doesn't make the most amazing plays. Show me the one who makes the least bad ones.
That's fair.
And that's how I still feel. Now, that's old school.
Well, how about we hear from the greatest that's ever done it?
And he knows how to do this.
And he had some good analysis this past weekend about Caleb. But this was him. This was Tom Brady talking with Colin Cowherd about QB development. Take a night. Turn the radio up. Turn your desktop up. Turn the app up. Because there's a lot to learn about how the quarterback position is played and how it's perceived.
I don't care where you drafted him. I would give Caleb 11 more weeks. Caleb Williams, let's go upstairs. Is that fair? I know it sounds kind of harsh, but Thanksgiving, year two, I believe quarterbacks, if the operations aren't there, he's not the guy. Is that too soon?
Yeah, but I would argue this. You're assuming that everybody knows how to develop a quarterback. You're assuming that you're going into a program. I mean, I'm telling you, this is not, there's a lot of people who have no idea what they're doing when they're tasked with coaching a quarterback or calling an offense. So are you saying, I mean, just like we rank quarterbacks 1 to 32, do you rank offensive coordinators 1 to 32? Do you rank quarterback coaches 1 to 32? Well, what if you have the 32nd ranked coordinator in someone's mind or the 32nd ranked quarterback coach? How is he getting a level of development that the guy who's first is getting? When I got to the Patriots, I sat behind Drew, who was a franchise quarterback, right? In my second year, it's training camp, and we had a very good quarterback coach named Dick Rabine, and God rest his soul. Unfortunately, he passed away in training camp and of a heart attack, and it was a very difficult loss for our team. And the way that we found a way to continue on that season is Bill Belichick became more of a quarterback coach than we ever imagined him being a quarterback coach. He was a defensive, he was obviously a head coach, very involved in defensive game planning, but he decided to come in every week and talk to the quarterbacks about coverage. All right, guys. And he would do these big write-ups, and I still have them all because I kept everything. Tom, this is cover one. This is how they play it. This is who's responsible for who. Okay, if we line up in a bunch formation, this is how they're going to handle the bunch formation. This is why they do that. This is the weakness of that, why they do that. You shouldn't do this if this is how they cover this. Okay, this is cover two. This is how they cover. This is they play two variations of cover two. When they're in this variation, this is what they're trying to stop. When they're in this variation, this is what they're trying to stop. Okay, this is cover four. This is how this team uniquely plays cover four. We shouldn't line up in this formation to try to run this concept. For 1 year, I had, for actually more years beyond that, that's how I developed and learned, oh, defense calls a certain play. This is how we can put them in this formation and they can back the coverage off and I'll have a short throw underneath. Oh, great. I love that. Let's do that. Nobody's getting that type of development. So I learned from an offensive standpoint watching Drew and having very good offensive coaches. Then I had a defensive coach, the best one of all time, teach me how to read defenses. You know, then I would go out and meet with player personnel people, you know, who are very talented. Okay, we go through the entire defensive lineup. Okay, these are all the things that this defense does. This is what this player does well. This player does well. This player does well. That's development. You're giving people knowledge and information that you could take to the field so that you could play with confidence and anticipation, and that would free you up to play a very aggressive style of football. So I'm saying, what if you're a quarterback and you go to a system and they don't teach you coverage? They don't teach you cover one. They don't teach you cover two. They don't teach you cover four. They don't have personnel meetings. They give you an offensive game plan and they go, all right, bud, here you go. Figure it out. And after Thanksgiving of your second year, they're going, man, this guy just can't play anymore. He stinks. He, you know, he can't read cover. It's like, dude, what did you teach him anything? Did you groom him? Did you spend time after practice? Did you work on the physical parts of his game? Did you work on his throwing mechanics? Did you work on his drops? Did you work on the mental parts of a game? Did you understand how to help him study film better? So all these aspects, physical part about football, the physical part is one aspect. I was 199th pick in the draft because so many people were focused on a physical skill. Tom Brady, too weak, couldn't stand in the pocket. You know, if he gets hit, he's going to go down. You know, lacks a really strong arm. That was kind of. But what I really understood, the mental, emotional part, I could bring a consistent, competitive, winning attitude to practice and the games every single week. Mentally, I could absorb information. You could give me, just like Belichick did, pages of notes, and I could process those things and then take them to the field and play with the anticipation. So what I lacked for maybe in a bit of physical development, I far exceeded a lot of other people in mental, emotional development. And that's a hard thing to evaluate. But I'd also say there's not many people who even know what to do. You know, yeah. It's not like they're CEOs of businesses. A lot of times they're football coaches, with all due respect. They're not running large corporations.
Right.
You know, as Bill Parcells said, you know, they're PE coaches. A lot of times they get elevated to, you know, coaching positions.
That's Tom Brady talking about quarterbacking on Colin Cowherd's show.
He explained in one simple discussion the essential nature of how Bill Belichick found solutions for practically any problem, the importance of actually teaching players how to watch film.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about the greatest to ever do it, that indicates the level of knowledge that you have to build, and it you can't do it on your own. There's another quote in here that I want to point out before we go to the break, and I think it's important. This is a quote about Andy Reid, and it is of course from his former quarterback. Andy doesn't just know a playbook, Smith says.
Yeah, Alex Smith, like, there's another guy who's really good about talking about quarterbacks.
Absolutely, and he got the comp all the time whenever Matt Nagy was talking about his quarterbacks, balancing Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. Quote, when a coach just knows a playbook, he spends his whole career looking for players who fit that playbook.
Mm.
And when they don't fit, it's never going to work because the coach can't adapt. What do we know about that in this town?
That sounds like Matt Nagy.
Bars.
That's great stuff. I'm so glad that you brought this topic to us. And it's something that it doesn't have to end here. Like it's an evolving conversation. But I'm glad that you brought it to us so that we have it, so we can go back into some cool stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.